Good evening. It's good to see you all start coming in into the chat room and to watch the video. So unfortunately, we're not able to gather together still. Still dealing with COVID-19 and doing the best we can to worship God. So must be thankful for the technology we have when we can get it to work and get it to going the way we like it to go. So here I am again, Brandon Hathaway, preacher at Westside Church of Christ, presenting another lesson. As always, we encourage that you open up your Bibles and follow along as we go throughout the lesson. It's good to see everybody start joining in now. Usually takes a little bit of time for people to get that notification and people to start coming in and to the watch it. And of course, we save the videos, we put it onto our Facebook link, and therefore you can watch the video at a later time or share it with somebody else at a later time. Of course, I'm doing this from my home, so the noises you may hear from outside, neighbors, dog, this and that, apologies in advance. But it is good to be able to still continue to preach the word. It's always a privilege to be able to do so. And so I will go ahead and jump into the lesson for this evening. I'm not planning on taking a bunch of your time tonight, but congregation at Westside, last Sunday of the month, we usually have a congregational singing where the service is just dedicated to worshiping our God and teaching one another in these songs as we sing hymns. And so whoever's comfortable in leading songs usually ends up getting in and up and leading 2, 3, maybe 4 songs, just depending on how many we have that day. And it's always a great encouragement. It's always something I look forward to. And since this virus has come up and congregations have canceled their worship service, it's something I do miss doing. I miss getting together and fulfilling this command that God has given to us to sing one another. And so I just want to talk about that for a little bit tonight. Talk about singing and understanding, of course, that yes, we need to sing as we gather together in the congregation, as a congregation, but it's also something we can be doing on our own, and just a reminder of what it is that can be done while you sing. And so, once again, open up your Bibles, follow along, confirm the truth through the Word as we study the Word of God, as we study the Bible for our source of instruction and what we must do throughout our lives upon this earth. And so start off with is just a simple point, I believe. Most people, I believe if you're going to open up your Bibles and talk about singing, we're going to open up our Bibles and look to His Word in Colossians chapter 3, if you will. Colossians chapter 3. You turn along with me there and start in verse 16, Colossians 3 and in verse 16. Here it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." So I want to look at verse 17 and then come back to verse 16, because verse 17 there tells us, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Here, once again, why we encourage you to open your Bibles, why we encourage you to follow along in the lesson with your own Bible, is confirming what it is that is being taught, confirming and making sure that we know the truth and that what is being taught is the truth. And so there it tells us, because there it tells us, in whatever you do, whether we're singing, whether we're worshiping, the choices we make individually, as we live our lives upon this earth, we need to make sure that we're able to do it in the name of Christ. And that means that we are doing it according to the way He has instructed us to do it. Not just saying, "Oh, I'm doing it in the name of God," and then completely doing something opposite of what His Word tells us to do, but doing it according to His commands. So go back up to verse 16 and see what it is it is telling us to do here. It's telling us to sing. But not just to sing, but we're singing why? We're singing so that we can teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So here we are to be singing. Why? To teach one another. To teach and to admonish. To make sure we're instructing one another, and sometimes that includes the discipline and letting people know we need to correct our lives. And, you know, when we sing songs, sometimes we just get caught up in the melody of the song. We get caught up in just listening to how it flows together, and I easily can do that. It's just some songs just have a good flow and good melody. And sadly, when I do that to the car, when I'm in the car and listen to songs on the radio, sometimes after listening to the words of the song, I'm like, not necessarily the greatest song. And so when we sing these songs in our hymn books, and whatever hymn book it is you use at your congregation, we use the Hymn for Worships, the Revised Standard. We also have the Supplement Standard. And, you know, we use those song books and we sing from them to teach one another. But we need to make sure what we're singing is correctly done according to the Word of God. And a lot of the songs, you know, we can find verses that aid the song. Obviously, the songs were written by men, and so therefore, they can have mistakes in these hymns. And we need to be ready to find those mistakes, and if we see them, then correct them or not sing along with such songs. But I like the Hymns for Worship because they have verses on top of these songs, and you can easily bring out lessons. I usually do a lesson from them on our singing night, and they put verses on top of the songs at the very top, and they are there to help focus our minds upon some verses that can show us that what is being taught, what is being said, what is being sung in these songs is going along with the Word of God. And it's not just a song to sing, but a song to worship, a song to teach and admonish each other. And so as we do these things, I want to go ahead and read Ephesians 5:19 real quick, because this verse goes right along with Colossians. Ephesians chapter 5. In verse 19, it says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. And so once again, it reads very similar to the verse there in Colossians. The only difference, the main difference in them, is one says with grace, as we read in Colossians. So once again, it's supposed to be a gift from you, you know, grace, the grace that God has blessed us with, the gift that He's given to us, the salvation that He's provided for you to be able to have a home in heaven. And so we freely give up time to sing, our voices to praise His name in hymns and in songs. And so let us make sure we're doing that. And so here in Ephesians, it says with melody. And of course, it doesn't say with melody of voices. It says melody in hearts. And so when we sing with one another, it is to be singing with that heart that we believe in Jesus Christ, that we believe that we're going to have a home one day, and that we believe what is being sung is scriptural, and that we are worshiping our God in these songs. And so we need to make sure we're paying attention to that. Make sure we're following these songs and singing correctly, and don't not sing. You know, some people gather together and we listen to the songs and we were like, well, I don't have the best voice, so I'm not going to sing out. God's commanded you to sing. All right, these are commands. These are instructions for you to sing. Why? So that you can help one another, so that others can hear the words of that song and it be a lesson to them. And we should. Now, in the back of these hymn books that we have, the Hymns for Worship, and I'm sure other hymn books have it also, it has an actual a topical index. So it has a regular index where you just find your song, looking up the words, it'll tell you what number it is. But it has a topical one, in which you can look through and see that these songs line up with this point. You know, you can have it and look up the topical index in the back of this and try to bring out a sermon through them. And I brought out people who know me. I often let it be known that, especially when I was young and I first obeyed the gospel and, you know, was still a teenager, and I would bring out a lot of my sermons from Psalms. And because I really enjoyed singing, I believe it's a wonderful thing to do. And so as we look at the topical index, it has songs about assurance, songs about baptism, songs about Christ, his blood, his crucifixion, his death, him being our king. It talks about living the Christian life. There's songs that are that they put that go along with the cross, songs that go along about our heart, about heaven. There's songs about following Christ, songs about our faith, songs that are invitation songs, as we call them when we extend the Lord's invitation every time we gather together. And so it helps us list these songs together. I wrote a few of them down to kind of help point out how they do that, and I hope that you can able to somewhat follow along as I talk about these things. But singing isn't just there for those who are talented singers when it comes to our worship, when it comes to our praising God. And so we shouldn't have a choir that they're the only ones that get together and sing. It's a command for each individual to do, and so that we all should be singing together with one another, and make sure that we're doing that. Make sure we're following God's command as we sing with each other. And so, as I brought out in the topical index, it had a list for Christ, and there's a bunch of lists that goes under different little topics that all point to Christ. There was a topic that had a few songs all on its own of the birth of Christ, and of course one of those songs was Silent Night, Holy Night, a song that is purely pretty much dedicated to his birth, a song that points to him being born, and how we can open up our Bibles and see how, for the most part, that the song goes along with it. And so we can use that song and we can teach about the birth of our Lord and Savior. And of course we can go forth and look at another song about the blood of Christ, about the blood that he had shed for us, and wonder why he shed that blood. And there's a song that is titled Nothing but the blood of the Lord, nothing but the blood of the Lamb can wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of the Lamb would have been sufficient to wash away your sins. Even under the old law of Moses, how they had to continue to make sacrifices every year as a reminder of their sins. Here, one sacrifice for all, done once, is the only sacrifice that there will ever be again for your sins, for my sins. The verse that went along with that in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14, if you turn there, Colossians 1 and verse 14, here it reads and says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. So once again, through his blood, we have the forgiveness of sins. That is a song that is dedicated to that. When we think about his death, I wrote down the song, I'm the One. And once again, it's not the point that we weren't the Romans that nailed him to the cross, or we weren't the Jews that were there that were shouting, crucify him, crucify him. But in that song, it makes the point that Christ died for you. So when you sin, and you need his forgiveness once more, you need his salvation again, how you might feel like you're the one, you're the reason, because we are the reason, you're the reason, I'm the reason that Jesus had to come down to this world. I'm the reason that Jesus had to come down here and die for us. It gives us Isaiah 53 there. In Isaiah 53, if you turn along with me there, of course, once again, I know that I haven't been giving you the words to all these music, and luckily with technology, if you don't have a hymn book of your own and don't know what songs I'm talking about, you can look these songs up online and probably find the words to it pretty easily, and most likely be able to get on YouTube and find someone or some choir singing these songs, and you'll be able to sing along with them if you were to desire to. But Isaiah 53, and you look here in verse 6, it says,
At all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So here once again, us going like sheep going astray. Once again, we're all God's creation. We are here, and yet as Israel went astray, as you and I go astray, Jesus came down and died for you. You know, we are the reason that he came down and was nailed to the cross. And of course, there's songs about the cross also, the old rugged cross. He was nailed to the cross. And so we think about these songs, and we can look up verses that go along with it and apply that to our faith. Help it to remind us of the sacrifice of Christ. And of course, there's the song of his resurrection. Christ arose. You know, he arose and he lives. You know, I know that my Redeemer lived. You know, another song that we could, you know, we could sit there and bring these songs out, sing them and one after another, and we sing about the life of Christ. We sing about, and we can sing about after his death and resurrection. Now it's your and my turn about following the Lord. That there's the song, "Let the Beauty of Jesus Be Seen in You." Because when you are baptized into Christ, you are to put on Christ. And when you put on Christ, his light should be shining through you. And we should be shining his light in this world. So let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. And you know, another song that goes along with following Christ, "Where He Leads, I'll Follow." And so once again, we see how just the title alone, and if we were to go through the songs and look at the words and see what it's telling us to do, there's songs about working to the work. I want to be a worker of the Lord. There's room in the kingdom. There's so much there just in a hymn book that you can grab. And you can open it up and you can read it. And once again, you want to confirm the truth with the Bible. Because those songs are written by men. You want to open up your Bible and confirm it with the Word of God. But if you see the songs to be true, you have a lesson in your hands. You have a sermon. You have a something there that can help us. So we have to open up our ears and be willing to listen. We have to be willing to look to the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 14, if you turn along with me there. In 1 Corinthians 14 and in verse 15, here once again reminding us that we need to pay attention to what is being said in these songs, because it says, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. We were singing with the Spirit, with our souls, heart, and melody, melody with our hearts, grace to the Lord. But we also, with understanding, we know what is being said in these songs. We understand what is being said in the songs that you're singing. And as we sing these songs, that they should lift us up. You know, we can sing these songs when we're joyful and when we're happy, and let it cheer us up. James chapter 5 and in verse 13. James 5 and verse 13. Here it brings out, it says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. And so, once again, this verse speaks individually. It says, anyone, let him sing. And so, you know, if you're feeling good and you want to thank God for this, sing a song to him. Sing a song of praise to the Lord that shows him how grateful you are for what he has done for you in the life that you have. But also during these hard times and when we're shut in and we're separated and you may be feeling down, Paul and Silas give us a wonderful example of singing even in hard times as we turn to Acts. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. Acts chapter 16 and in verse 25. As it brings out here, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to the Lord, and the prisoners were listening to them. Man, I mean, they're thrown into prison. They're thrown into prison. You don't know what's going to come after this. You don't know if they're going to beat you and scourge you. You don't know if they're going to behead you. You don't know what's coming next. What were they doing? They were singing and praying. And while they were singing and praying, I'm sure they were uplifting one another. They were putting their faith and trust into the hands of God. But also the prisoners were listening to them. as they were listening, they were able to take this time not just to preach, but to sing and pray. And doing that, they were able to help teach these prisoners. So guys, let us always continue to remember to sing, even as we're on our own. Let us take a little moment to praise our God, to let the hymns help teach us and uplift us and encourage us to do what is right. So once again, the lesson is yours for the evening. I'm so thankful that you joined me to be able to study the Word of God. If there's any questions or thoughts that you have about the lesson and wish to study things further, I'd be more than happy to do that. Don't want to leave without extending the invitation, because that is why we're here, is here to follow God. We're here to teach and try to point one another to the Lord. And so if you've heard the Word, you've studied the Bible, and you know what you need to do, we encourage that you take care of that. We can find a body of water in which we can bury you into Christ and raise you up a new person if you so desire. You just got to let it be known, and we'd be happy to help you get baptized into Christ. Now, if you have questions and you desire to study further, once again, let us know. We can get a video conference just between the two of us or with some other people if you desire and study the Word of God. Thank you again. I'll talk to you later.